about you. Praise the Lord. Which reminds me, back when I was pastoring, some of the children that were brought on the Sunday school bus were not that used to church and how it went. And to this day, I don't know how this little girl, she's about yay big, got out of her Sunday school room, but as I was preaching Sunday morning, I noticed that the back part of our sanctuary was glass, and you could see into the vestibule beyond, and she was there with her face pressed against the glass. And she stayed there for quite a while, and then when I finished and church morning service was over and I was going out, she walked up to me and said, "Mister, is your throat sore?" I said, "No. Why is that?" She said, "Because when I scream that much, my throat really gets sore." So a preacher that's not able to volume up, amen, always feels a problem with that. But so we're praying that Brother Crosswhite will soon recover from this situation. And once again, as I said, it's such a delight to be here once again. If you take your Bibles up with me and turn to the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. First Kings chapter 18. Now we're going to begin reading here at verse 41. And our text actually goes through verse 46, but I'm going to read this a little bit different here. We're going to read verse 41, and then we're going to jump all the way to verse 45 for the moment. So let's read it that way. "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." Now go to verse 45. "It came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." Even though that we left out 42, 43, and 44, reading it as I have read it, you'd never know anything was missing. I mean, that reads concisely and understandably from verse 41 to verse 45, and this is all in one episode here. And so you would not know that, unless that we had the Bible here, that sandwiched between verse 41 and verse 45, or 42, 43, and 44. And now we'll go back and read those at verse 42. "So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee up, that the rain stop thee not." I read it like I read it for a very particular reason, is to show you that you don't get the whole story. If you don't include 42, 43, and 44 in there, even though you could have read it where it made perfect sense, and you'd never say, wait a minute, something's missing here. Vital to this story is verse 42, 43, and 44. Elijah begins by telling Ahab that there is a sound of abundance of rain. And if you go to verse 45, and then the rain comes. But we now know that there's something in between all that, an interval of time, a process of something that went on between that. And without it, you wouldn't know the whole story. And what I want you to look at here today is that we're going to involve ourselves into exploring a principle. Bible is a book of principles. And if you don't understand that the Bible teaches principles, then you won't understand many of the things the Bible does teach. This is not just historic. It's relevant to us today. All things were for our admonition and for our help and for our guidance. Get thee up, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Before you get to verse 45, where that rain actually takes place, there is actually, without doubt, hours here that transpire of Elijah praying fervently that God would send the rain. Even though that he begins by telling him there is a sound of abundance of rain, then he goes on Carmel and begins to pray that God would bring that rain to pass. He doesn't pray just one prayer, but he prays and prays, and then he sends his protege over to look at the site from the Mediterranean that you can view from Mount Carmel and see if there's any evidence of what he's praying for. And every time he comes back and says, there is nothing. There is nothing. Six times he'll do that. This has involved quite a bit of time. Just to get it down to a nutshell here today, that when he says there's a sound of abundance of rain, it's very clear from the scripture he's not talking about he's hearing thunder. Neither is he seeing the flash of lightning. What is he hearing? You'd have to back up in this story and go back to where God tells him that he was going to send the rain. What he hears is the promise of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What he's not hearing, the actuality of something transpiring that he can see or physically hear, it's faith in what God has said. But he doesn't just sit down and say, God said it, we'll just wait till it comes to pass. No, no, no. There's an episode here of fervent prayer and seeking the will of God before that you close 41 to verse 45. In other words, all those reports of there is nothing. You got to get past the nothings to get to the something. Praise the Lord. And the principle, you know, principles are many times easily stated, but a whole lot harder to put into practice. And we're going to talk about one of those today. And that's just simply getting to the other side of nothing. Getting to the other side of nothing. Let's pray. Can we ask the Lord to have his way? Lord, we do thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. God, this is your house, your people. And God, this is your word, that you would unite the word with hearts that are earnest to desire the will of God in this hour, to do your will above all else, to know better how to seek your face and to work in the kingdom of God. And we give you the praise and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you richly. Thank you for your long attention to standing. You may be seated here for a little while as we somehow find what it is that the Spirit of God would have us to know in this particular incident that we have read to you. It's not difficult to understand it. It's not hard reading. It is a story in simplicity. It is one that details an act of God that has been relayed to the prophet Elijah. Like I said, when you back up and read earlier in this chapter, you will find where that God has already said that he would send a rain. And that is the sound that Elijah hears. You have to remember, you probably recall this, that it's been years, not weeks, not months, but years, over 3 years of no rain. Absolutely no rain, because again, Elijah prayed that it would not rain. And according to his word, God shut up the heavens. But now God is going to open them again. But by this time, after three, can you imagine 3 years with no rain whatsoever? That long ago, the grass has dried up and turned to dust. Trees are dying. Livestock are dying by the droves. There is a dire situation in the land. This is not just any little situation at hand. The country is in dire need of one thing, and that is rain. And so it is that when the pronouncement is made by Elijah, it should have been met with grateful ears, that he hears the sound of abundance of rain, that there's God's going to send a rain. But you read where he says to Ahab, get thee up and head toward Jezreel. But he did not do that. Ahab did not do what Elijah said for him to do, but he went rather, because when he was told by Elijah that there is a sound of abundance of rain, he did what any natural man would do. He surveyed the heavens. He looked, he saw nothing. It looked like every other day of the last 3 years of no rain. He heard no thunder, he saw no clouds, and so he just completely disregarded the words of Elijah as being untruthful. But Elijah has heard from God. And in this, you must remember the thing that Elijah does when that, after he makes this pronouncement that he hears the sound of abundance of rain, he does not just sit down and said, bring it on, God. But he goes to the top of Mount Carmel, and there he prostrates himself on the ground and begins to pray fervently that God would send the rain that he promised. You said, why are you praying for something that God's already promised? Because that's how it works. That's how this works. Faith without works is dead. You gotta pray the promises of God. You gotta pray the things of God. You can't just sit in a rocking chair and say, God said it, it's going to happen. I'm telling you, you need to voice God's promises in your prayer. You need to address him and say, God, I hear what you said, I believe in it, and I'm going to continue to seek your face until you bring it to pass. We get too many churches that just sit on their lees and said, well, it's promised, we don't have to do anything. But that's not how this works. You have to somehow pray the promises of God. If you want revival, God promised revival, but you can't just sit down and say, let it come on. We need churches that pray that God would send that revival that he promised and then do what we need to do to bring it to pass. There's a sound of abundance of rain. There's a principle involved in this. As I said at the beginning, Elijah goes up to Carmel. I have been on that mountaintop there where on Carmel, where Elijah was to have been. Matter of fact, there's a statue of Elijah at that place. And if you traverse yourself in a certain direction, you can walk a good ways until you begin to see the Mediterranean Sea. And when he's praying, here is his helper here with him. And Elijah would pray fervently, and the man hears what Elijah is praying. He's praying that God would send the rain that he promised. And then he tells him, go look. See if there's any evidence of that promise. Now, it's not where Elijah's praying where you can view that. He has to walk a good distance. He makes that journey, and when he gets there, he looks out across the Mediterranean. Why the Mediterranean? Because across that flatness of the Mediterranean, you can see anything coming for miles and miles and miles. It's the best vantage point to see anything that is taking place. And so he looks out across the Mediterranean, and there's not a cloud in the sky, at least nothing that says abundant rain. Because that's what he said he heard, wasn't it? Abundant rain. That should mean abundant black clouds. That should mean the sound of flashing lightning. That should be thunder rolling. But he sees nothing. And he goes back, makes a trip back to where Elijah's still fervently praying. And Elijah looks up at him. And the man just simply has, matter of fact, if you have a italicized King James Version Bible, you'll see that there is an italics, which is supplied by the translators to complete the thought. He actually says one word, nothing. There is nothing. He just comes back, and Elijah looks up to him to see his report, and the man says, there's nothing. No sign of anything. Nothing seems to be taking place. How you can hear a sound of abundance of rain is beyond me. Because I can see nothing. There is no evidence whatsoever. But I'm going to tell you again, what Elijah has in his faith is what God has promised him that he would do. In other words, he's not going by the visual sight himself, but he is hearing the voice of God. That is how he can hear the sound of abundance of rain when there is no sign physically of abundance of rain at all. Again, faith becomes by hearing. As long as you can keep hearing the sound of abundance of rain, you can keep praying. You can keep believing. You can keep calling on God. And Elijah, when that the man would come back and said, there is nothing, Elijah just didn't get up and dust off his clothes and say, well, we tried and I thought it was going to work. But no, he just ducked his head and prayed. He put his head between his knees, the Bible said, and prayed. I think this is where the scripture comes. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. And he puts his head between his legs and begins to pray. It was again fervently that God would bring to pass that which he has promised. And he prays, and after he prays a while, he sends him off again. Go look. And the man makes that long trip, surveys across the Mediterranean, comes back and says, there is nothing. That's his same song, same verse. Every time he goes and comes back, there is nothing. I'm telling you, nothing can get frustrating. Nothing can zap your faith if you don't keep hearing the sound of abundance of rain. When there is no sign whatsoever of it coming to pass, when there is no evidence that what God said is actually happening, you can give up if you don't keep hearing the sound of abundance of rain and the promise of God. There is nothing. Two times, three times, four times. And he comes back every time and says, there is nothing. There is nothing. Like I said, nothing can get frustrating. When you hear about the things that God wants to do and God has promised, and then when you see that those things are not just coming to fruition just instantly in your life, You can find yourself stopping, quitting, and completely divorcing yourself from the endeavor. But what you got to do is, if God promised it, it is so, but you've got to stay with the program. Amen. Even though you've knocked on 100 doors and nobody showed up, you got to keep on going and knock 101 and 102. You got to come back in and kneel down and say, God, you said it, we believe it, and we're going to pray till it comes. There's a sound of nothing. We'll leave this little scene on Carmel for a minute and go out into another body of water where the disciples are fishing. And they went out and they fished all night. All night. Now, when we talk about fishing, we're not talking about this. We're talking about heavy nets. We're talking about back-breaking work. We're talking about throwing a net out, dragging it back in the boat, and having nothing. Throw it back out, drag it back in, and still nothing. Throw it back out, their fingers are bleeding, their backs are hurting. They've done it all night long and have caught nothing. Can you hear the voice of Peter as he answers the Lord? We fished all night and have caught nothing. I'm telling you, sometimes nothing can get frustrating. To somehow hear what God said he would do and then not to see any evidence of it, and you still wiping sweat off your brow, trying to bring it to pass. You're still aching from the endeavor to do what God said do. Amen. And still there is no evidence, and they kept throwing it out and dragging it back in. Let me tell you, you got to keep throwing the net out. Even though you get nothing, you got to keep throwing it out and keep throwing it out. You can't just stop throwing the net. The good thing is they fished all night. That means they kept on doing it again and doing it again and doing it again and doing it again. But that's not the end of the story. Because Jesus, when he asked them, have you any meat? Lord, we fished all night and caught nothing. And Jesus says, well, just cast your net on the right side of the boat and you shall catch. I can see the rolling of the eyes. The boat's only about maybe 5 feet across the breadth of it, little fishing boat. And they've been fishing off the left side because that's easier for the way there. Right-handed men to draw in that net. And so he says, put it on the right side. Big difference. Same place. And we've caught nothing, and now we're supposed to put it out on the right side, a 5 foot difference of the boat, and drop it out on the right side. But Peter said, we've caught nothing, but nevertheless, at thy word, we will let down the net. Amen. And they let it down on the right side. And lo and behold, they just got past a whole night of nothing. They just now have spent a whole night in useless, seemingly endeavors of drawing in an empty net. But beyond the nothing comes the abundance. But you got to stay with it. Jesus didn't just say, stand back, boys, I'm going to make the fish jump in your boat. He said, let it down again, but let it down on the right side. And they let it down again, and the trough was so big that the net began to break. You hear me, church? You got to keep on till you get past the nothings. That's the principle, is you got to keep plugging on when you get a nothing. Amen. That's the principle. Like I said, easier said than done. Because when you get enough nothings in your way, you're going to come frustrated. Your faith, if you're not careful, will begin to leak away. Until you say, we tried and tried and tried and nothing happens. That's the same story that's happening with this man that comes back and says, every time, there is nothing. No evidence, no sound. All your praying seems to be for naught. That's what the enemy likes to perch on your shoulder and start saying. You might as well stop. You gave it a good go. Amen. You get a star for a good attempt. Amen. But if you stop short, amen. If you quit on a nothing, amen, you will never get to the abundance. You got to keep pressing through. How many nothings there are, I don't know. But keep pressing and keep pressing. The kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent. Press down. Our way into the kingdom. Before you see it, you got to hear it. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. You just got to deal with a whole lot of nothing, folks, sometimes. Oh, if we had microwave instantaneous results with everything, I'm telling you, it won't be long until you don't really have a prayer life at all. But when you have prayed and sought God, and God brings it to pass, you realize that your labor was not in vain. But everything's not instantaneous. Sometimes you got to go through, there is nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing. Kind of reminded what the old preacher said, which I can relate to. He said 40 years ago, me and Mom started out with nothing. We still got 2/3 of it left. Praise the Lord. Been there, done that. I'm telling you what, nothing can knock the soup out of you. Nothing can make you quit. Nothing can make you falter. Nothing can make you give up and wave the white flag and said, I gave it a good attempt. But that's not what this principle is teaching. It's teaching that knock and it shall. Let me tell you, every one of these ends with a positive ending. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Ask and it shall be given. But here's the catch. It didn't say one knock. It didn't say ask once. It didn't say seek for a minute. It means knock and keep on knocking. Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. And there's a positive ending with every one of those. I don't know what knock it'll be, or what asking it will be, or how long the search will be. But it ends positively in every one of those scenarios. That's the principle. You got to continue in what you're doing. That's the difficult and critical part of you having what God promised, is to stay with it, is to keep on keeping on, to hear the sound of abundance. We can't just skip from 41 to 45. You got to have 42, 43, and 44. Back on Carmel. Four times. Five times. Six times. And he comes back every time and says the exact same word. Nothing. Like I said, there's a lot of nothings. And this is a prophet of God, a man of God, a man that wrought miracles. And here's a man that keeps on keeping on until he gets that evidence. Number 7. That's just me now. But like I said, it's a good little walk over there to where you can see the Mediterranean. I think this guy is about to get tired out of doing the walk and coming back and saying the same words every time. On trip number 7, he decides, I don't want to go back with the same story. I'm really going to look hard this time. And you know what he sees? He doesn't see a big bank of black clouds. He sees a cloud the size of a man's hand. How much of a deluge you reckon comes out of that? A cloud the size of a man's hand. Now, that's got to be tiny. But it's the only cloud out there. Yeah, probably. I have assumed that it was there all the time. But he disses it because he's looking for something that says abundant rain. This time he goes back. When Elijah looks up at him, he says, there is a cloud the size of a man's hand. And when he said that, Elijah jumped to his feet and said, you go tell Ahab to get him down, because if he doesn't, there's going to come a rain that will prevent him from getting to Jezreel in his chariot. Tell him to get himself down and head toward Jezreel now. Amen. And then you get to verse 45. And in the meanwhile, don't mistake that word meanwhile. The meanwhile was 42, 43, and 44. And if you don't have that meanwhile in your situation, you can't get to verse 45. Amen. You got to have that meanwhile of praying and calling on God. And in the meanwhile, the sky turned black with clouds, and the lightning began to flash, and the rain began to come, and a great rain, abundant rain it was, until it was so drenching that the Spirit of God came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and outran Ahab to the city of Jezreel. Amen. Let me tell you that you got to get past the nothings. You can't give up in the middle of a nothing. You got to go through, but you got to keep pressing through the nothings. Now, nothing plus nothing in arithmetic, zero plus zero equals what? Zero plus zero plus zero equals what? That's in your math. But in Bible math, zero plus zero equals two less zeros. Zero plus zero plus zero equals three less zeros. In other words, I made through it three of them. I don't know how many more is out there. Maybe the answer of the abundance is beyond number four, number five. In our story, it's number seven. Amen. Because that's the fullness of a number. Amen. But you got to keep pressing through the nothings. You can't give up on it. You could have been one nothing away from the abundance. But you're going to have to deal with a whole lot of nothing sometimes. That lady began to approach the little party of Jesus and his disciples. She was in desperate need. Please, please help me. Please help me. I need help. It's the Syrophoenician woman that sought the Lord for help. Have you ever noticed it? I'm sure you have. With all her pleading, with all of her desire to have help, Jesus answered her, what? Not a word. Many times somebody come to Jesus, and I mean right then, bam, it took place. But this lady calls after him and calls after him and calls after him, and he never acknowledges her. Until the disciples got embarrassed by this lady's impromptu and says to him, would you wish that we'd just send her away? I notice you're not paying her no attention. You want us to send her away? And Jesus, not talking to her, he speaks to the disciples, said, it's not meet to give the children's bread to the dogs. Whoa. Not only is he not answering her, now it sounds like he's calling her a dog, which Gentiles are in that category. But you know what this woman did? Even though she has got no answer, no recognition, and now has heard that it's not proper to give the children's bread to the Gentiles, which she is. Instead of her just stopping her pursuit, she says, yea, Lord, that's the truth. Instead of you getting offended, you ought to say, whatever he says to you, that's the truth. Amen. I believe what you said. Amen. Let me tell you, it's not that he's not hearing her. This is for our admonition also again. When you pray and it looks like it's just bouncing off the ceiling, I'm telling you, God still hears anyway. Amen. When it looks like he's not paying any attention to your plight, I'm telling you, God knows what he's doing. Are you going to pursue him? Are you going to keep at it? Are you not going to be offended and say, yea, Lord, is true, but the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall off the master's table, and before this day's over, she received all she had desired of the Lord. Don't quit because you don't seem to be getting through. You got to get past the nothings, and getting to the other side of nothing, We shall reap in due season. But there's that little IF word, conditional word, right? If we shall reap in due season. If. Whole lot riding on that if. And what's the other side of the if? If we faint not. If we don't give up, if we don't stop, if we don't prevail, if we don't keep seeking, if we don't continue to call on him, we shall reap in due season. And the season's not up to you to what you to figure it out. The season is predetermined by God. You got to just keep on keeping on. You can't faint. You can't quit. You can't stop. Amen. Give us churches that get a hold of the horns of the altar and say, God, we're believing for you. We know you don't lie. We know you can bring it to pass, and you will bring it to pass. Let me tell you, you haven't seen the revival God wants to give to Nacogdoches yet. But I'm telling you that it's there if you can keep on pressing through the nothings. Through the rejections and through those cloud the size of a man's hand was all the prophet needed, because, you know, we got to see sometimes such devastating results before we believe. But a little cloud was all it took for Elijah to say, that's it. That's a sign. He kept praying through nothing after nothing after nothing after nothing after nothing until God brought the abundance. Like I said, we got too many saints this day and hour to get offended over everything. And when you get offended at God, you're in trouble. God set it to the gate beautiful. And here comes Peter and John. And he's got his alms cup out there. Alms, alms. Peter stops and says, look on us. And the man looking up, expecting to receive something of them. What was he expecting? Coins in his cup. I would like to have seen his expression when he stuck out his cup, when Peter said, look on us. And he stuck out his cup. And then Peter continued with, silver and gold have I none. Whoa, wait. What are you doing bothering me if you don't have anything to put in my cup? Because he had something a whole lot better to put in his body instead of his cup. Amen. And that was, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. give I thee. And he reached down and took the man by the hand, and he stood leaping, amen, healed by the power of God. I wonder where the cup went. It's not in the story anymore. Amen. He went praising and glorifying God. Amen. He got disappointed over silver and gold have I none. But thank God he heard the last part. Such as I have, give I thee. We got something better to give this world than just some charity. We got the touch of God, the power of God, and most of all, the gospel of God. Let's stand, would you please? What do you do when nothing's in your way? And by that I mean something that is in your way. It is called nothing. I prayed. I tried. If that's going to be your story, you'll never see the abundance beyond the nothing. You got to keep pressing to nothing. Okay, so there's one more nothing. All right, so that's one more nothing. Okay, that's somebody else that didn't come to church. Okay, that's another door that nobody opened. Okay, that's a prayer I prayed that still hasn't come to fruition. If you stop on a nothing, you stop way short of the abundance. That's what the principle is here. The principle teaches us that if we want to continue to hear the sound of abundance of rain, we first must remember the Word of God, because that's what he's hearing, the Word of God, not dissuaded by the evidence of nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing. There is nothing. But what overrode all the nothings was the sound he kept hearing of what God had promised. That's the only thing that gets you through the nothings, is the sound of what God has already said. It'll keep you persevering, keep you pressing, keep you praying, keep you coming to church, keep you believing in the things of God. Amen. Contrary to some people's opinions and thoughts, is that there's no church just by size or number that makes it a greater church to do something for God. What makes a difference is the few saints that sit in those pews that won't be stopped by nothing. Matter of fact, sometimes in large, I ain't got anything against large churches, but one of the problems sometimes it encounters is that when there's such a great amount of people and the coffers are full, then people feel relaxed that, you know, everything's taken care of. But that's not where your power lies. Your power lies in the ability to hear what God has said and believe it. I hear the sound of abundance of rain because God promised it, and then all the nothings are not going to dissuade Elijah from the promise of God. How about it, Nacogdoches? How about you here today? How about those of you here today that have been on the verge of just saying, man, we tried. We tried. We did this and we did that and we did that and we did this and we see so little results. Don't stop it at nothing. Don't let a nothing say there's nothing but nothing's beyond. But every nothing you get behind you means you're closer to the abundance. Praise the Lord. If you'd lift your hands here today, So Pastor would come in just a moment, but I wonder if there'd be any here today that would set your heart and your mind to say, in the past, I've been too easy to give up. My perseverance is not what it needs to be. My desire is sometimes affected by the non-results that my prayers seem to bring. But I'm going to keep on knocking, and I'm going to keep on asking, and I'm going to keep on seeking. Because you said, knocking it shall be opened, asking it shall be given, seeking you shall find. I'm going to stay with it. I'm not going to let a nothing take my faith. I'm not going to let a lot of nothings take my prayer. I'm not going to let a lot of nothings take away my faithfulness to the house of God. You can count on me being here. You can count on me praying. You can count on me worshiping. You can count on me believing. You can count on me to back up the preaching, because I believe it. Because I hear the sound of abundance of rain.
Holy Spirit, rain down.
Pray that right now. God, I come for that answer. Let it rain on my life. Today.
Rain.
Come on, pray that, Lord. Rain. Rain down on me, Jesus.
Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down.
I don't want to miss what God has spoken to us today. If you have a promise that you've been given by God, and you've been seeking and knocking, knowing God has spoke to you in your life, and it hasn't come to pass, but you've been diligently knocking, I want you by faith to come to the front right up here. Amen. By faith, and I want you to believe God today. God does not lie. He's a promise keeper. I'm telling somebody today, he's a promise keeper.
Yes,
he is. Hallelujah. By your faith. Come on, just like that woman that just reached out and touched the hem of his garment. She had nothing. She lost everything she had. Suffered many things and many physicians. But she still had a reach of faith right now. Hallelujah. Would you reach right now to the Lord? Hallelujah. Come on, God wants to fill somebody's cup right now in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's by your faith, receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Come on, touch the God right now who can. Come on, touch the Lord with me right now. Hallelujah. Reach out and touch the Lord right now. Come on, he's a promise keeper. He's a God that spoke this world. And he spoke to you, he will answer. The seeker finds. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb, glory to the Lamb, glory to the Lamb, glory to the Lamb, glory to the Lamb of God, glory to the Lamb. Come on, the Lord is in this place. I hear the sounds of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Somebody just say, God, pour it out. Pour your answer in my life. Pour your promise out. Jesus. Come on, you're in the presence of a living God. His arm is not short. His ear's not heavy. Come on, his eye is not dim. He's a God of answers today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody would cry out to God with me right now. Come on, lift your voice in the sanctuary this morning. Come on, lift your voice to God. Hallelujah, unashamedly. Come on, lift your voice. God, I trust you. I believe you, God. I believe you for your word's sake. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Keeper of your promise, God. God, you're the one that fulfills. You're the one that sees. You're the one that knows. We worship you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Come on, they're sure and amen promises. They're definite. Come on, hallelujah. They're sealed for the seeker. They're sealed for those that will seek the Lord. Come on, cash in what God has today for you. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. If you're up here, reach out to the person next to you. If you're close to somebody, reach out to them. Come on, I want you to believe the Lord with them as well. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe you for our answers. God, our answers are collectively, God, and diversely. But God, you're God enough to take care of every need, God, that is here today. every circumstance, every situation. God, you're faithful to do just that. God, you're faithful to answer, God. Hallelujah. Every need. God, you're God enough. You're big enough. You're powerful enough, Lord Jesus. You're omniscient enough, Lord Jesus, to answer prayers this morning. We give you praise, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. I trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church. I feel led to tell you to press. Come on, there's something in the Holy Ghost. Come on, would you seek the Lord? Don't give in right now. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. I look to you, Jesus. I believe you today, God. I lean on you, God, not understanding. I trust you, Lord. I believe you today, God, for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Come on, can God take you deeper than this? Come on, can God lead you deeper? Come on, the Spirit of the Lord's here today. Come on, press your way deeper. Come on, say, believe him when you pray. Would you pray, God, renew my press, renew my faith, renew that unction? Would you pray that right now? Be specific in your prayers, Lord. Renew, renew my faith, renew my desire, renew that within me, Jesus. Renew that within my soul, God. Hallelujah, Lord, that drive in me, Jesus. Strengthen that drive within my heart, my mind. God, my faith, Lord, my desire for you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb, glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you're down to nothing, God's up to something. Come on, God's up to something today. Remember the woman that had just a little bit of meal in the barrel? The bottom of the barrel was the top of another blessing for her soul. Amen. God has it today. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands? Lift your hands to the God of heaven. I want you to thank him for answers. Come on, thank him today. Lord, thank you for my answers. Thank you for that answer that's on the way today, Lord. Thank you for the answer, my answer that's on the way. My answer is on the way. My answer is on the way. Hallelujah. My answer is on the way. This I know. You spoke it. Hallelujah. You said it, Jesus. I believe it, Lord, in his soul. Hallelujah. Thank you for answers today, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you thanks today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Amen. Now will you praise the Lord for your answers? You thank him. Now you give the Lord praise. Lift your voice. Somebody ought to shout to God for that answer. Come on, our God is mighty. What a mighty God we serve. Glory to the Lord in the highest. Come on, praise him. Magnify the Lord with me. You're worthy, Jesus. Your glory. God, we worship you.